Rick Emerson radio program. 503-733-2970. So sometime, this week and the next week, there will regrettably be vacation time. And then after that, we'll be back. And then sometime, what is today? Today's like the 19th?
Yeah, 19th.
So about a month from now, we're going to be moving, I believe, if we are all still employed and alive, we're going to be moving into our new studio about a month from now. And I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know if that's going to happen on like a Friday or if it's going to happen like on a Monday at the beginning of the week. I don't know. I don't know whether we're going to be the guinea pigs that have to go. Not that I don't have the utmost faith in the engineers. I do, as demonstrated during the last break. The engineers, they know what they're doing. They are able-bodied men. Able-minded individuals. But whenever I have to say that whenever
they rush through all this lunchtime traffic to get here,
they at breakneck speed they came to fix it. But every time you're in a brand new studio, I remember because like Likas had been in that little production closet where he was for like 12 years, and they just moved him to a new studio this summer, a studio that they spent about 6 months building, and the first week was there, just nothing worked, nothing at all. His very first phone call didn't work correctly. I think his first phone call on the new studio, it sounded like a show. It's Jerome. It sounded like a show, Jerome. And it was just a whole, and that was his first hour. And then it all just kind of went downhill from there for like 3, 4, 5 solid days. But so about a month from now, we will be in the new studio. And it will be glorious and magical. All right, here's a guy to be glad that you're not today. I'm just going to read this. An overture to the AM 970 Noon News Hour. This is from the San Francisco Chronicle, home of San Francisco Values. A small airplane apparently took a nosedive into a tank of raw sewage near Gilroy on Monday afternoon. Gilroy Police Sergeant Kurt Svartal said the authorities have no idea where the plane was from or where it was going. Apparently no one wants to get close enough to it to inspect. The authorities said the aircraft came pretty much straight down into a pretty much straight down. The authorities came pretty much straight to the thing is, if it comes at any kind of an angle, that's because then you get to read the lettering on the side of the tank as you were heading towards it. The aircraft came pretty much straight down, he said, into a holding tank filled with 300,000 gallons of human waste. He said, adding that it was too dangerous for a dive team to go in the, quote, water and check for remains. The tank will have to be drained. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tim Riley.
It's time for the Rick Emerson Noon News Hour from AM 970 Solid State Radio. And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
The noon hanker is on Mount Hood. Well, they fear the worst now. Kelly James, who was found dead on the mountain, took some pictures beforehand. And it makes the worst fears come true that they were not prepared for this climb. Apparently, it showed these guys scantily dressed on the mountain.
Let's hike in our underwear. What
right.
can go wrong?
So, apparently, there's, well, not very little chance. Rescue teams are back up. You know how much they spent? They spent $50,000 so far on these guys.
So far, and they found the one guy.
So, it started at $5,000 a day, and that was with a discount. So now they're getting a little hot under the collar, so now they jacked it up to $6,000 a day.
The $5,000 a day was sort of the bait and switch price.
Right.
That was, if you get lost, it'll only cost $5,000 a day.
Escalates to $6,000 after 1 week.
That was you always read look at the asterisk when deciding to hike Mount Hood to your doom, kids.
Michael Babish with the Oregon National Guard is asked on the Today Show what kind of shape the remaining two climbers might be if they were indeed still alive.
I would imagine firm.
The facts have really narrowed our search down to a portion of the mountain, one of the most dangerous portions of the mountain on the northeast face. Obviously, having spent nearly 2 weeks out, they are under great physical distress.
I would imagine that's almost certainly not the case at this point. I would imagine they're under relatively little distress. That would just be my educated guess at this point.
So I guess the question everyone's wondering, at $6,000 a day, how long do they continue doing this?
Really? Well, that's the thing. You got to, it's snow. Really, how long can one live in a hole on a mountain? I mean, maybe I'm not as bright as the next guy. I'm certainly willing to admit that. But I also wasn't the one deciding to climb a mountain, quote, scantily dressed in December. going up absolutely the worst side of the mountain without a tracking device. So, you know, it doesn't really... It seems like there are a finite number of days during which you can live inside a Hoth cave before you just, you know, before they say, you know, hey, see you next May.
Not that we're trying to ruin the Christmas season.
No, I... there may be many things that ruin the Christmas season for me. This will not be one of them.
So, that's that for now.
I mean, I don't mean to sound callous about
it.
No,
I understand.
There comes a certain point.
There's a time for grief, and it should be private grief, not on television. Like some of these family members that do.
Really? And there comes a time when
you see the kin jumping on television going on CNN every 5 minutes.
Much to Scotty's dismay. Much to Scotty's chagrin, they didn't...
But I think these friends are enjoying being on camera.
Oh, well, I mean, you know that's the case, too. You know that
they probably hired agents by now. Please, get me on Larry King and Anderson Cooper 360.
They're already contacting the Goldmans to find out exactly what avenues to pursue.
So every time we're trying to enjoy the holiday season, there they are again.
No, it's... just the idea, though, that this is... How long has it been? Like 12 days?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, this
is long enough.
No, there's...
Even for an Oregon story.
There's nothing. These are not my idea, by the way, but I have to tell you that I got a guy... Did you get that email from the guy yesterday who sent you a bunch of... Rick Emerson doesn't advocate or condone this, of course. There's already some guy who set up a... he set up an online store where he's selling new Oregon T-shirts. And they're all... They're all horrible. Let me see if I can find one of them real quickly here. It's a guy named... I'll just say the first name. His name is Jess. Mm. But I believe he has already set up some sort. I won't post the URL just now. I'll wait to see if anybody wait to see if there's any sort of a demand for this. But these are not my T-shirts, by the way. This is just some guy who did this. But he's already started creating T-shirts such as. Oregon, it's not a challenge if you're dead. And, Oregon, watch your step. Oregon, come, enjoy yourself, have fun, go home in a casket. So these are...
Oregon, right this way.
Oregon, you know.
Kills the dumb.
All right.
Here's Tim Ryan. But anyway, the second biggest story today is Miss USA, Tara Conner. Well, the question was, earlier this morning, could you hear the dreaded words, you're fired? Of course, she's been getting herself in trouble. Lots of underage lesbian kissing and drinking going on between her and Miss Teen USA.
Excellent.
She's robbing the cradle with her, well, whatever she does. Anyway, Donald Trump acknowledged early today he had seen the reports saying he would fire Conner.
Well, those are the reports, but frankly, you know, I also have a lot of compassion for this young woman. She's had some problems, so we're going to see. I mean, I'm going to sit with her, we're going to talk, we're going to see what goes on. I'm going to have some of the pageant officials
with us.
How
are you now? You're going to sit and talk with her.
So the talk is over, and here is the outcome.
So to speak.
I've always been a believer in second chances.
The restorative powers of oral sex.
I've always been. Tara is a good person. Tara has tried hard. Tara is going to be given a second chance.
What are you, in Georgia? Tara.
There's a girl on the new 107.5. Her name is Tia.
Is it now?
It's Tia and Brad who show up in between the records there.
On what? On our move in 107.5?
Yeah, it's Tia and Brad.
Tia and Brad?
But Brad's on more than Tia is.
Okay.
And I've often wondered what nationality Tia might be. Well, I'm not going to get into this.
I'm sure she's a hairdresser.
She might be.
All hairdressers.
But she sounds like a Caucasian woman to me. Well, there's nothing wrong with a Caucasian woman named Tia, but I know very few.
Tim, it is wrong.
Your parents might have been creative.
Tim, it is wrong to assume that someone's culture or ethnicity can be determined by their speaking style or voice.
Well, my question is, are there different Tias depending on the demographic makeup of the market?
That, sir, is a rash generalization, and I will have no part in it.
Well, it's not that I look forward to hearing Tia, because I do. I listen song after song, hoping to hear Tia again, and I do. If Brad isn't speaking.
This is valuable market research. We're giving this
Well, Brad sounds like somebody who would live in Scotty's neighborhood, who still enjoys this type of music. Well, that's another generalization.
This type of music, which is normally listened to by that kind of person who lives in those neighborhoods.
But I've heard, you know, varying things about that station. Even the hallway at the station, I heard it referred to as gay music.
you know, all hairdressers listen to the new Movement 107.5. Can I just tell you this? And my wife, actually.
It is totally like gay dance music.
I got to tell you, it's like it's the number two preset on my wife's car.
The funny thing is, I've listened to that station hour after hour, and I haven't heard one Judy Garland song, so how can they say it's gay music?
Seriously, there's been absolutely...
I love it.
Even Tia didn't even promise any.
Every time I've gone to a club like that, like it's like Movement is playing there.
Let's call them. Awesome. Demand more Ethel Merman. I demand to hear You'll Be Swell, You'll Be Great. Gonna have the whole world on a plate. How do we get into this? Dude, you dug us into this hole of rash generalizations.
And then I sit back and wait for you to get us out.
Thank you. Yes, all people named Tia. There was something, and I was going to make a joke there about Brad.
So
and Tia.
If we're listening to Movie 107 and say, Los Angeles.
Yes.
Would she sound different than the Tia that we're listening to here?
Now, in Movin' 107, 107.5, at Movin' whatever it is in Seattle, because when I was at the medical hair restoration places, I've noted, that was what they had on in the operating room. When I was getting a procedure done.
Was that the same Tia?
No, but the staff of Movin' 92, whatever it is in Seattle, they did sound, they had a distinctly urban sound to their voice.
What do you mean by that?
I mean they sounded Asian. What did you think I meant?
No, I would think that they were going after you at intelligent demographic.
Urban means Asian.
I had a new girl named Tia in high school.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
She was Asian.
Was she really?
Yeah.
I was just screwing with you.
Our Tia could be Asian for all I've never seen a picture of her. I'm asking.
Except for then she converted to Mormonism.
I don't understand anything about
an Asian Mormon.
Yeah, she was a crazy party girl. Then she met some Mormon guy.
I resent that. Asian girls are not party girls, and that is a gross generalization and a stereotype that we will not have any part of.
I wasn't saying because she was Asian she was a party girl, because she couldn't get the cigarettes and beer out of her mouth.
Weren't you, Sarah Dillon? Weren't you?
Was I, Rick?
Should we explain why we're talking about this?
Yes! No, it's the news hour, though.
Well, let me just say...
Well, you should let Tim explain, because this is his thing, right?
Well, no, it's for everyone. I just have to read it. It's not just for me. No, it's just a minute.
No, that's what you sent away for.
I did not send away from it. That was given to me for nothing.
No, we had to...
Okay.
Sarah is conflating.
Hold on.
Take a step back.
Let's take two steps back.
I thought it was one of the things that you sent away for, that booklet thing that I got.
Yes. Oh, no, no.
This is for Tim only.
This is only for news people.
We are conflating two different things here.
Uh-huh. Or two or three simultaneously.
I was under the impression that thing that I got...
You're the next victim. Don't be under that impression, because
all
that
people
would be
named Sarah.
Must read this in initial.
All girls
and
from
understand
Bremerton.
It fully.
I hold in my hands the primer for on-air talent and programming personnel from CBS Radio. Subtitle, Words That Hurt and Harm.
It's from CBS Radio?
Yes.
That's why we're reading it so intently.
How to develop greater awareness of and learn to avoid the use of racial or ethnic stereotypes and slurs.
Oh.
What Tim sent away for were farming catalogs from Pueblo, Colorado.
Oh.
Have nothing to do with this.
And by the way,
they have not yet been delivered.
And this Words That Hurt and Harm was not just for Tim. Let's clarify that right now. That's for Sarah, it's for everyone.
Because I am not the only one who says harmful and hurtful words.
Oh. Tia, we're looking in your direction. Anyway. So
we all had to read this. I believe it's 8 pages.
Yeah.
I managed to do it in one sitting.
No, really, no. You can read this during one good bathroom break.
Mm-hmm.
And just
everyone who works here on the air must read it, who's an on-air personality.
That's right.
Which everyone
looking in your direction. Scotty J. I think we should give Scotty J the bias and assumption test later on.
All right, that sounds good.
Sarah Dillon, complete this sentence. This is from page 3 of the... You have to read this, and you have to complete this test.
Can we all do? Give our own answers?
Yes.
Really?
We all have to give our own answers.
Oh, boy.
How can you become more aware of your own biases and assumptions? Stereotypes, Sarah Dillon, are easy to fall back on, but are inaccurate and harmful. All of us have built-in biases. What are yours?
Oh, boy.
Sarah Dillon.
Why do I have to get put on the spot with this?
This is a Scotty J thing. Scotty J? Well, see, it's no fun if
we can all give our answers, but you have to answer.
Sarah Dillon, complete the following sentence. All male hairdressers are blank.
beauty school graduates?
That's exactly what I said. And then I said,
gifted. I would say well paid.
I say gifted with their hands. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I said. Gifted with their hands. Some of these I don't even get. All waiters in Chinese restaurants are
prompt.
See, I said efficient.
Mm. Knowledgeable.
Knowledgeable, yes.
Yes.
All right. So there you go.
Are there more?
Scotty. Scotty says all Chinese waiters are gay. Gay, 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 he has typed in all caps.
I heard that all hairdressers speak Chinese.
All hairdressers are, yes, no, all hairdressers are bilingual. It is true. Hmm. We'll complete this next hour.
Right over there.
And then we will file a document.
It's for everyone.
CBS Radio that we have completed. The words that hurt and harm, a primer for on-air talents and programming personnel, how to develop greater awareness of and learn to avoid the use of racial and ethnic stereotypes and slurs. The word slur is kind of funny. I don't mean slurs themselves are funny. They are not. They hurt and they harm. I'm saying slur is a funny word, not unlike lure of the planet Omicron Percy I ate on the, and slurm. The drink favored by Fry and Futura. Let's get back to the news. Here's Tim Riley. Oh, and so anyway, Tia, I'm just going to say this finally. This is what got us under this whole... How did we get under the subject of Tia and who sounds urban and the fact that Chinese people are all efficient? How did we even get onto this?
I don't know, but we're doing exactly what it calls to do in that book. Enlightening the listeners.
No, it's true.
So they'll buy more products.
The more...
Really? I think that was the final breakdown of all this.
In fact, it is true. So the audience will spend more money.
They're leaving right now.
No. Get in. The next time you patronize a Rick Emerson Show sponsor,
tell him
by the
Tia
way,
sent you. Tell him Tia's friends sent you.
Tell him, is being a friend of Tia like being a friend of Judy?
It is.
But our audience is really just friends of Tia, friends of Judy, and friends of Bill. Anywho, I was simply going to say, before we got on to this this unpleasant side trip into Tiaville, I was merely going to say that the only Tia... I didn't think that was a real name until you told me that there was a DJ on Movin' called Tia.
There's Brad and Tia, but they're never together.
It's Brad. Now, are they real people, do you suppose?
They're having fun at Party 107.5 or whatever.
I guess what I'm saying... No, they're not. They're having fun at the new Movin' 107.5.
Right.
It's not Movin'. Party anything.
Okay.
I guess what I'm asking is, do you suspect that that is the only place they're having fun? Or are they having fun elsewhere? By which I do not mean that they are having knowledge of one of them. I don't mean they're having
kissing
fun.
Kissing Miss USA?
No.
Sarah Connor?
No, I don't mean they're having biblical fun.
Oh.
I mean, is this the only market, do you suppose, in which Tia and Brad have fun?
Well, that would be my question, I suppose. I mean, I've seen television commercials with people shaking their posteriors.
Man.
One of them could be Tia. I'm not sure which of those
canvas are friends and family.
Right.
We're looking
which
for
of those
this
belongs
one.
To Tia.
Do you recognize, like a sort of, I'm sorry, botic lineup? The ads for the new Movin' 107.5 are memorable. I will give you that. It's a lot of gyrating buttocks. It really is.
We don't have anything like that.
It's true, but we should. I want to have an ad that is just Scotty thrusting his crotch at the camera. I want to have an ad and never show his face. Never show just like a tight shot of a fully clothed crotch, and then he just kind of repeatedly goes like, and like repeatedly thrusts his pelvis right into the camera. And then it just says AM 70, Solid State Radio. Okay. I don't even know where to... Oh, the only observation I was going to make about Tia is that whether or not she's a real person here, I was going to note that the only Tia I ever heard of was Tia in Uncle Buck. In the movie Uncle Buck with John Candy, the oldest child, their names are Miles and Maisie. And then the oldest daughter is named Tia. And I thought that was a really hot name. Mm-hmm. Whatever happened to that girl? Is she still hot? She can get herself all butchered up like Jennifer Grey did, I hope.
Tia?
Yeah. But
she's on movie 107.5.
No, not
having fun listening to the music that makes you feel good.
And we've come all the way around full circle. The other thing that Tia sounds like is that horrible... Were you living in L.A. when that horrible The Boom song came out, Cars That Go Boom?
Yeah.
Tigra and Bunny.
Mm.
We're Tigra and Bunny, and we like The Boom. Boy, that's a generational marker. If you weren't in California in like 1986, you will probably never, ever, ever know that song. The worst song ever recorded. I wonder what happened to the Tigra and Bunny girls of Cars That... Did you ever hear Cars That Go Boom? Way before your era, probably.
No.
Scotty, do you know Cars That Go Boom, that song?
Scotty is the head of your era, Rick.
No, it's true. But it's a thing that he might know. Yeah. Anyway, all right, here's Tim Riley.
So getting back to Tia, Tara Connor.
I am looking for Terracotta.
She gives a tearful reaction to being given a second chance.
I can't believe it took me that long to make that joke, by the way.
Number four.
He doesn't have to keep me around. You heard about the other things he could have said. You know, you're fired. And I think that's what everyone expected, especially me.
Especially you. Great, great. Yes, I know that you especially thought that you... And by the way, can we just say that you know the journalists were all itching to write that that you're fired headline, and they're all pissed off that they can't. The journalists are all upset that they were denied the opportunity. Trump says, you're fired. So basically we're saying, let's listen to her cry one more time, because it's satisfying, and then also say especially.
He doesn't have to keep me around. You heard about the other things he could have said. You know, you're fired, and I think that's what everyone expected, especially me.
Yeah, go get some espresso while you're at it, because you're ex-stupid. Let's see, Rick, not only do hairdressers lack a gag reflex, they earn stiffer wages. Anyway, let's move on. Let's see. It is, let's see. John, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
A tagline to go along with that undulating pelvic thrust.
I never really thought I would hear that phrase, but go ahead.
The undulating with Scotty J's undulating pelvis. What was the quote that he said to that woman? I'm effing you tonight or something?
Yes. Yes, it was. That was the AM 970 Solid State Radio. Effing you tonight.
Tonight. Yeah.
Tonight.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Right. Oh, this just in. Let's see. Where's my sounder? We have this just in from Susan Reynolds, CBS Radio Portland marketing guru. Apparently, it is not Tia, Tim Riley. It is pronounced, it is Tasia, which I think is what the cops do right after they cuff you. They cuff you, then they tase you. Oh, but it's pronounced Tasia. T-A-Y.
That's why I'm so confused.
S-H-A.
Where did I get Tia?
Well, you could rearrange the letters to spell Tia.
Oh, that's true.
Spelled as though it is Tasia or Tasia, but apparently it is Tasha, I guess. I don't know where the accent lies. We've really spent way too much time talking about this. All right.
Well, thank you for clearing that up, Sue.
I don't know what syllable is accented here, but I think it's Tasha. Okay. And the Brad is a mystery. No one cares. I don't care.
It's not Bradley Carr, guys.
No, I've wasted too many brain cells on this anyway. Oh, and there's Tia Carrere. Thank you, sir.
Oh, yeah.
How could I have forgotten Tia Carrere? Well, most people have.
I thought it was Carrera.
Is it Carrera? Yeah. All right. Let's see. Here's Tim Riley.
Yes, Donald Trump says Miss USA Tara Conner has one more chance.
Tara Conner.
I want to apologize to my family.
Oh, yeah, she's apologizing.
I've sinned against you.
But no, that... Thank God I had the chance to make it right.
Jesus Christ.
So, Mr. Trump, I want to thank you. You'll never know what this means to me. And I swear I will not let you down.
Because I lack the verbal skills and acuity to explain it. It's set to take my word for it. Where is she from? I mean, apart from an underfunded educational community?
I don't know.
Oh. Do we know? Seriously, just...
She's upset.
She said especially.
He doesn't have to keep me around. You heard about the other things he could have said.
True words were never spoken.
You know, you're fired. And I think that's what everyone expected, especially me.
Yeah. Does it say where she's from?
I don't think so.
I mean, she's from the USA somewhere. Let's hear the second one more.
I want to apologize to my family if I put any disgrace upon you.
Yes.
But know that... Thank God I had the chance to make it right.
The only recourse is suicide.
So, Mr. Trump, I want to thank you.
Mr. Trumple?
You'll never know what this means to me. And I swear I will not let you down.
Doesn't Mr. Trumple sound like a name that like an old man would give his privates? Mm-hmm. You're going to have to go home and say hello to Mr. Trumple.
So there's more groveling to be heard.
Oh, fantastic.
She's agreed to go into rehab. She knows... that if she makes even the slightest mistake from here on, she will be immediately replaced.
Now, here's the thing about this. Like, we've heard way this is being treated much more seriously than, say, like, Donald Rumsfeld's tenure as Secretary of Defense was.
This is more important than these people last in the mountain. We want to hear about this.
It's totally Donald Trump putting a spin on it because he doesn't have his show on right now. He needs some attention.
No, that's true.
And he was fighting with Martha Stewart for a while, but she's up. Everyone's
I was going to say, it had nothing to do with us. I don't care what we covered. It doesn't matter to me. It's not like we're here to provide real news. I'm just saying... Like, Donald Trump himself is talking about this as though he's talking about the corporate restructuring of Trump Incorporated.
She's agreed to go into rehab. She knows that if she makes even the slightest mistake...
Fails to pleasure me.
...from here on, she will be immediately replaced.
All right. Good times.
So, Miss Connor says she's ready to return to her job as Miss USA.
Yeah, Connor.
I'm willing to do whatever it takes, not only given a chance to have time to better myself, but to better me as a Miss USA. And I plan on walking out of this the best Miss USA that you've ever seen.
Set the bar
I bet her runner-up
is she's from Kentucky. Well, the runner-up's from California.
Yeah, well, the
runner-up... people usually get there through some white-collar crime in Orange County.
Yeah, she's been being told for the past 2 days that she was going to be able to take the crown.
Baby, you're in.
People in California do not like being told that they lost.
No. Lilo, for a couple of days, it's going to be you, honey. Mm-hmm. And then now she's... Oh, God. I mean, what is it really... What does it entail to be the best Miss USA? Why are we spending
this
much
time learning. Talking
about
That's why she has to go to rehab.
Seriously.
She's doing it improperly.
Derek Connor.
She's from Kentucky.
You know listen to this, Rick. Someone be, this is from, where the hell?
Oh, by the way, she did turn 21 on Monday.
Well, that's good.
Come on!
Todd the Corpse says, someone beat me to the Tia Carrera name, but since you brought up We Like Cars That Go Boom, the Fergie song Fergalicious is a total and utter ripoff of that song. Here's a link to it, and it kicks in about 18 seconds. It's so blatant, I can't believe Tigra and or Bunny is not suing Fergie. Todd the Corpse. I see. I know Sarah hadn't heard it because you're too young to.
No, my friend. That's so funny. My friend Heather, the one that you really like.
Yeah.
Is
Wait.
In town.
Oh,
my special friend Heather.
Oh.
She was talking about that Fergalicious song, and it is
Why is
exact
she in town?
For Christmas. She's going to be here for a few weeks. I'm actually going to bring her in next week.
The right answer was Rick, because she missed you terribly.
Because she missed
you. You're going to bring her in next week?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nobody will be here.
Well, Rick and I will be.
Oh, what are you going
to
be doing?
So much the better. No one to
Sitting
hear her scream.
Oh, that sounds like
no one to hear her struggles for help.
But that Fergalicious song is a complete ripoff of that song Supersonic. Do you remember that Supersonic?
Stetsasonic? Oh, Supersonic by Salt and Pepper or whatever the hell. Yeah, Super.
That Fergalicious song is a ripoff of like 15 different songs.
Here's the. I think Sarah just glossed right over the fact that I referenced twice abducting her friend.
We have an infection story coming up in just a moment.
You just filter those out. No, Heather's a sweet girl. Let's see.
She doesn't deserve to be abducted.
No, she doesn't.
She's listening today, too.
She deserves to be treated well. Kept in a small box in my basement where nothing can harm her. I have to push the line just to see if I can get a reaction out of you. I have no choice. I have to.
We're certainly only Christmas spirit in this room.
I'm not bringing her in anymore.
I know where you live. Do you hear something in the shrubs, Manuel? So anyway, no, here's the thing about Cars That Go Boom. You're too young to know it, but...
Things that make you go, hmm?
No. I mean, only in as much as it's like a bad song. But it's about 10 years before that. And I thought Scotty might know it because it's from that era, but it was really only big in California. And to the best of my knowledge, although Todd the Corpse knows it somehow. I don't think he's from, like... I don't think he's from California. He seems like there are godless people there. But Cars, you don't remember probably the advent. You don't remember a life before trucks that had boom systems, like the booming system, you know, the big bass that you can hear everywhere. There was a time when those didn't exist. And now they're everywhere. I mean, you don't even notice them anymore. Cars that with the hip-hop and you can hear the bass for miles. Well, there was like in like 85, 86, 87, those cars were just coming into vogue, and it was in California. That's where it started. And they were called boom cars at the time. That was the initial, like, it's like a ghetto blaster, which is another term you don't really hear anymore. But boom cars or booming cars. And there was this one-hit wonder by it was like a duo, two little girls, and I think they were like 15. Like two little 15-year-old girls, and they were Tigra and Bunny, I think. It was Tigra or Tiga, but Tigra and Bunny, I think, were their names. And they had a song called Cars That Go Boom. Now, I'm going to play this on the, and I'm almost positive this is clean, but we might want to be listening anyway. So Todd sent me a link to this. I'll play this here. We're going a little over time, but, you know, what are you going to do? Let's see here. So this is Cars That Go Boom, and he said that the... Now, I don't know Fergalicious very well, but that's the new Fergie single, which I think I've heard it, but I don't really know it all that well.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play Cars That Go Boom here. Oh, no, this is... Oh, no, no, he didn't. He sent me the Fergalicious link. The Cars That Go Boom link is on my other account. All right, well, after all that, I'll have to wait. But I'll play it for you later. It really is a slice of history because it's like a song that only ever had cultural relevance for like 3 weeks, and then the girls just like vanished, never to be heard from again. Who are these? Are people calling about Tia? Oh, right, let's see. Jeff, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, yeah, Tia grew up, and she's now on a TV show called Yes, Dear.
Tia from Uncle Buck?
Yes.
Is she still hot?
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
Oh, man, she was beautiful.
J.J. Fad did Supersonic.
J.J. Fad. Oh, with J.J. Fad, and we're here to talk. Pick up the phone. We're around
Tia
the clock.
Tia and Bunny were in a band called La Trim.
La Trim. Oh, that's right. With two M's. With two M's, yeah.
And Pussycat Dolls have ripped off Sir Mix-a-Lot with Swass.
Oh yeah! Don't you wish your girlfriend was whatever like me?
Exactly.
What do they say? What's their song?
It's
Sarah. What is that?
I think it's Don't You Wish Your Girlfriend Was Hot Like Me.
Is that what that Pussycat Dolls sing? Don't you wish your girlfriend was?
Oh, okay. What is that?
And goodbye. That of course is an interpolation, as they say, of a Sir Mix-a-Lot song, which Don't You Wish Your Boyfriend Was Swass Like Me.
Oh.
See what you learn on the Rick Emerson radio program?
Worthless things.
All hairdressers love rap.
And cookies.
And cookies. All of them. Mm-mm. We get back. We'll talk to a guy about Cars That Go Boom. Also, Curtis wants to talk about the guys on Mount Hood. What an odd program this is. Yes, Tim?
No, I have nothing more to say about things on Mount Hood. It's supposed to be the Christmas season.
You've moved on.
Well, I'm trying to think about that song, Christmas in the Northwest, and every time I try to hear that, somebody brings up this Mount Hood thing again.
Just think of them as decorations.
Decorations of hairdressers?
Think of them as the angel on top.
All right.
Back after this is the Rick Emerson Show. Rick Emerson radio program, rejoined in mere seconds by Tim Riley from the Ministry of Truth. 503-733-2970. Curtis, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Rick, how you doing?
Curtis, what's up?
Hey, you should ask Clyde if there's some conspiracy with aliens injecting George Bush's genes into people, because the depletion of the global gene pool is getting to be pretty freaking ridiculous right now.
Well, it does seem like it's a bad month for Oregon, especially. It seems like, because we had, right before winter here, we had a bunch of those people down by the coast who were somehow surprised that there were, you know, that those logs floating around in the ocean will actually crush you if they hit you.
It's amazing. A couple of tons of lumber might flatten you, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No, it is kind of stunning. Yeah.
I noticed, the first couple of days, these idiots were lost up on the mountain here. The one of the morning shows interviewed the guy that you have to check in with before you hike up it.
Right.
And he had tried several times to get those guys to take the locators with them.
No, they don't need that. They're all man. They're rugged.
Oh, yeah. They're all big britches, burly guys. They can't pack an extra 4 ounces the size of a cell phone up the mountain with them to save their lives.
No, they're Texans. They don't believe in science in Texas.
I'm going to pack a 10-gallon hat up the hill, but I can't take something that'll save my life.
It's true. No,
they're Texans.
Yeah, I was going to say they don't believe that that navigational systems they haven't been proven yet. And the Earth's only 6,000 years old. All right. Thank you, sir. That's Curtis.
That's not God's way.
No, it's true. No, Jesus didn't need a navigator. Neither did they. Here's Tim Riley.
Time for the joy of Christmas.
Oh, that's me. That every day you say that, and every day I haven't gotten
that time of the season.
I know. I'm retarded. Here's a.
Happy New Year.
to Batesburg, Leesville, South Carolina. A town with two names. A South Carolina family counting its blessings after their 8-year-old daughter was briefly taken away by a man dressed as Santa Claus. Trip Morris didn't mind that his daughter thought the jolly banker was the real Saint Nick until the unthinkable happened. Number three,
Bank B.
I hear the motorcycle crank. A few seconds later, I hear it pull off. My wife starts screaming, "Trip, he's got her!"
Yes, a chase ensued. The suspect, 55-year-old John Barton, was arrested while hiding in a closet at a bar in a Santa Claus suit. He's being held at $100,000 for kidnapping charges. Morris said his daughter is doing well. In court, the fake Santa Claus, Barton, indicated he plays Santa often and has given children rides before.
I was talking to and being photographed by a number of people, adults and children. And as you said, hey, does anybody want to go for a ride?
Creepiest Santa ever.
Mm-hmm.
Good God Almighty.
Well, this is a South Carolina Santa.
Yeah.
The girl's father, Tripp, said he was shocked to see his child being taken away in a motorcycle.
But then I see the Santa Claus with my daughter in his car speeding down the highway at a very high rate of speed.
Jesus Christ, that's an image that'll stay with you forever.
Mm-hmm.
God bless us, everyone.
Meanwhile, for those planning on overeating, a new nasal spray could help dieters resist the temptations of cinnamon buns, pizzas, and tempting baked goods. This pharmaceutical company in Massachusetts says it'll begin human trials next year with a spray designed to help fight obesity by blocking the senses of smell and taste. The company won a patent for the product earlier this month and hopes to have it on the market in the next 3 to 4 years, so eat hearty till then.
Yeah, so you can be thin later.
Meanwhile, Season 2 American Idol champ Ruben Studdard has extended a weight loss challenge to residents of his home state. The Birmingham News, that's in Alabama, reports that the singer, who recently lost 85 pounds thanks to a vegetarian diet, is asking overweight Alabamans, all of them, to lose 10 pounds in 8 weeks as part of the new Scale Back Alabama program. He said he still wants to be weight-wise, but he's on the right track and excited about encouraging other Alabamans to lose weight.
Yeah, that'll happen. In other words, keep me in the news. Oh, wait, we have some breaking news here. Breaking news. Let's now go to line six. Is it Engineer Jeremy?
Yes.
Engineer Jeremy, what is happening, sir?
Well, I'm alive across from CBS East here, and I'm looking at Mount St. Helens, and it is erupting.
Really?
Yes.
Sarah, can we get some audio? Can we get something on the TV?
Yeah, what do we need?
Turn on the TV.
I'm sorry, I get distracted by the Birmingham Christmas party. Okay, what?
Hit the power
button. Let's not tell her. Let's keep her out of the loop. So Mount St. Helens is apparently erupting. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
It's just a volcano that...
But that has nothing to do with my yearly Christmas party.
No, there's somebody selling a juice maker right now.
A volcano that, you know, killed dozens.
Yeah, let's see. Go to 8. Usually they're right on it. No.
All right, we're attempting to...
Oh, the TV doesn't work in here.
No, the volcano, it's got the power. How can they get the power, man? How can they get the power, man? They're animals. All right, so...
Well, we are getting the juice maker channel.
So, well, that's good. So we'll...
Wow, three easy payments.
So we'll be able to have a...
Can we get the George Foreman grill?
We'll be able to have compact and hearty food while we're being covered in ash and lava. Okay, now you are standing up front of the Rick Emerson Office East.
Yes, I'm standing next to the little trolley tracks that go by here and looking across the river at it. It's not a huge eruption. It is steaming out the top, though. You can see it from here.
Is this going to be one of those things that they call an eruption and they get everybody excited and it turns out it was just belching?
Possibly. I don't think I'm going to have to worry about cleaning ash off your window.
All right, so it doesn't appear to be substantial or threatening in any way.
Well, it might be.
Could you please drive closer to it and give us an eyewitness account?
Could you stand and look into the cinder, please?
I'll go grab some for you.
Could I get you to... Okay, now this...
Oh, what's this thing? This is...
It's a juice maker channel.
Oh, no, that's a food processor.
This is a Flavorware Deluxe.
No, Flavor Wave, I think it is.
This is the only channel we get.
New oven-tempered cooking base.
If you'd like to order...
New halogen technology.
If you'd like to order the Flavor Wave, it's 1-800-410...
Oh, look at that meat. Oh, it's raw.
410...
Nothing like a machine that serves raw meat.
Apparently, it comes with a machine that serves raw meat.
I guess that's the best way for all you carnivores.
You have chickens in there.
I think that's just a cow.
I don't think that was a chicken.
Maybe one of your slow friends is a machine that serves raw meat. Oh, look, Tim, mouthwatering roasts, savory chicken, grilled steak.
That's not
seafood.
Grilled. That's not
and
grilled.
And more. Apparently, it's only two... But the screen's all wavy.
Money back if not delighted. Three payments of only $33?
That's a giveaway.
No, that's four. Four payments.
But if you order today...
No, but if you order now, you might get some sort of an accessorizing
gift.
You
only have 5 minutes left.
Jeremy, I'm sorry.
How did this start anyway?
Apparently Mount St. Helens is going to kill us all. Anything else happening, Jeremy?
No, other than that, that's pretty much it. Other than I think they got the tram running, and there's some people waving at me.
I saw the tram.
Mount St. Helens?
I saw the right into Mount St. Helens.
Yes,
it's sort of a one-way trip. You save money that way.
Well, that would be the way to see it, I would think. Could you buy a ticket?
Can I just? I tell you that I was. I was driving last night, and I saw the tram running.
And everybody stops windy. And stares at it. They, you know, as they're coming across the bridge, it's like they've never seen a tram before.
Now, did you wave back, Jeremy?
Did you wave back at the people on the tram?
No, I mooned them.
What would happen if some overweight teens got into one of these cars and started swinging it back and forth for fun? Would it eventually snap?
I don't know if it would snap, but I wonder if it would hit the other car.
Those tables
do that, like bumper tram.
Well, I think we're encouraging children to do that.
Not that you should do that. That would be wrong.
Oh, three payments.
Three payments.
It was four.
If we keep watching it, it'll be
two. Free.
Yeah.
If we plus, we'll get the miracle potato slice.
Give us an extra one free.
If we keep watching, they'll pay us to take it. The Flavor Wave, for those just tuning in, the Flavor Wave being sold on Channel 2.
Meanwhile, is Mount St. Helens erupts.
Three payments of $33. Now, listen, a special promotion right now. You will get over $100 in
shoe polish?
No, I think they're...
It does look like shoe polish.
It does, doesn't it?
I think it's an ice cream scoop.
Oh. Yeah.
It's
no?
A chicken. You get a chicken.
You get a chicken. You will get a free chicken. You get a free chicken.
That's a $100 chicken.
This, by the way, is what keeps CBS Radio enthralled with the Rick Emerson program. Well, let's get to this. I'll stay there, Jeremy. This is, hello.
They can't go lower. They can't.
Hello, sir. How much would you be willing to pay for the Flavor Wave roaster currently being advertised on Channel 2?
I mean, if every credit card I have would be max, I'm sure.
Now, Channel 2 is Channel 2 K2?
No. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe it is.
What is Channel 2? What's Channel 2?
Channel 2 is
Jeremy. Jeremy's gone.
Right. It's part of Fisher Communications.
Everyone's gone. All right.
Maybe they're sending their crew up in one of their two helicopters.
Janet Larva of... Is that her name? Larva? L-A-R-V-A?
She's a well-known chicken cook.
Chicken connoisseur.
Who enjoys serving raw meat in his spare time.
Chicken connoisseur. Scotty is noting the climbers have upset the volcano gods. Humans, climb my face. I crush whole city. All hairdressers are volcanoes.
That was on page 6.
You no leave generous tip. I destroy whole valley.
I love the energetic salesman.
Can you move
what is that thing?
Can you move the microphone closer to the television so we can hear the audio about the Flavor Wave? The Flavor Wave the cooking. Because a gentleman on.
As a matter of fact, dietary experts recommend
eating plenty of meat.
Meat.
Eat it raw.
Dietary experts, they recommend eating nothing but meat and butter.
Uh-huh.
Huge sticks of butter.
What is that thing?
That is, I believe that's a...
That's a
third grade.
So that's a doctor saying, eat plenty of raw meat and smoke cigarettes.
Seriously, in like the white jacket. Yeah. I recommend Kingsford.
Now they're beating the chicken.
The guy is literally beating some meat. He's beating meat on television. No!
That's revolutionary.
That's impossible.
I thought I had to preheat my oven like 3 days in advance.
Are we sure this is K2?
It looks like something they do.
This is the only channel we get.
Well, they used to have news on.
Is it possible that none of us know what Channel 2 is? I thought Channel 2 was K2.
Here we go.
Oh, there's some smoke there.
Where? From the Flavor Wave? No, it cooks without smoking or burning. The guy was just saying.
Not if you're cooking in a volcano.
Is that gorgeous?
Look at that. That is so juicy.
Well, why don't you eat the whole thing?
she's eating
it with her hands.
She's eating...
Without even slicing it. She couldn't wait to cram that in her mouth. A big piece of meat
that he was just beating.
If you won't believe, because after you've seen it...
That meat was juicy, especially after he pounded it.
Where are they now?
This is Ed from Coldfire, and a couple of hours ago we put two prime ribs inside liquid nitrogen, and we cryogenically froze them.
Oh, Walt Disney might be in there.
Who was cryogenically freezing?
They are in this program.
And he's going to take it outside the studio, go up 20 feet...
And drop it. Oh, this is like WKRP.
Totally.
Why?
They're dropping raw meat.
I swear to God, I thought frozen meat could fly. Why is he dropping frozen meat?
Well, because it's amazing.
We're watching K2 right now because we're waiting to see if they're ever going to cover the fact that Mount St. Helens is erupting. Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show. Susan Reynolds from CBS Radio Portland. Susan, did you know that you can have this flavor whip cooker for just three payments of $33?
And if you drop the meat off a ladder, it'll fall into a million pieces.
It's like
a volcanic eruption.
And this woman cannot wait to eat this juicy meat that the guy was just pounding.
She doesn't even need a fork.
Okay.
She just grabbed a big, she grabbed a big piece of raw meat.
Yeah.
A bunch of people here just climbed up on the roof of the CBS Radio Office East.
Is that allowed?
Yeah.
Well, there is a ladder, and it does go up there.
Were any of them hairdressers?
No.
Okay.
However, a fat boy described the plume as a little white bunny tail coming out of the mountain.
He sounds like a hairdresser.
Anyway, so I just wanted to tell you that it wasn't,
you know.
Doesn't sound
very scary.
I don't know. I don't climb up there because I don't like to go up on rooftops.
Right.
But I stood below, and they yelled down to me what was happening.
I'm no longer going to call him Fat Boy. He is now Size Boy.
Okay.
I believe that is what, according to the CBS primer for on-air talent and programming personnel to avoid use of slurs and stereotypes, he is now a size person.
What about Ample Boy?
Ample Boy. Fantastic. I thought that guy was on vacation this week.
He's here around the, you know, I don't think he likes to take vacation, much like you. You'd rather hang out with us.
Yes. Well, who wouldn't? So it's just a plume?
Yeah, and I sent you a little link so you can see on K2's website. While they're not covering it on TV, they are covering it on their website, and there's a little, you know, like live camera.
Well, no, you don't want to break away from this thing before they describe how you can cook carrots inside this
thing.
Well,
I think they don't want to break away before the people can dial in and order the thing because it's, you know, one of those direct response things.
Seriously.
So they, you know.
Exactly. No, it's true. It apparently cooks through conduction, convection, and infrared, and it cooks up to 50% faster with no preheating. I think that's the thing that people really aren't getting the gist of.
I was going to order news, but I'd rather have raw meat.
So this is now becoming a show about household hints, which I love.
Well, no, look, this
topical
is...
Topical program.
We are multitaskers here.
It's the Art Linkletter show of the new millennium. Let's bring in some children and question them.
And they do say the darndest things.
It's true.
So I'm looking at the, let's see, I am at the K2 website.
And I sent you a link. There's a little, you know, camera with a little puff of smoke coming out of the top.
It takes forever for the K2 website to load.
Is Channel 2 actually, is that K2?
Yes.
I don't know because...
So they would be having an infomercial right now?
Do you suppose that there's no one, no actual physical human beings at work?
Kristen from accounting works there.
Yeah, Kristen.
We know that she works there.
She works in accounting. She can't run a
camera.
Well,
she's an actual...
She's not a robot.
They might ask her to pretty soon.
Right, I mean, everybody could be off covering important news stories, sure. You know, like what's happening up at Mount Hood and stuff.
Well, they're already there. Turn the cameras the other way. They're already on the top of a freaking
mountain.
Seriously. This is... Do you suppose those studios are even capable of being operated by humans anymore?
You're thinking about coin.
Oh.
Well, I will say this. You know, I'd like to sample all of our local news, and I would have to say that coin seems to have more technical problems than anybody else.
I got to tell you, I turned into coin a while back, and I swear to Christ, the camera was just pointing at the floor for like 45 seconds.
See somebody wiggling their toes?
Seriously, somebody was like, and in other news, a water skiing squirrel. And then the camera is just pointing at the ground.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And I think because they have all the robotic things and everything's on computer now,
yeah.
No live bodies actually running the gear. So this is what happens.
For those who are playing the home game, the K2 website doesn't actually work.
Oh, well, I'm looking at it. Well, maybe there's too many of us logged on all at the same time. You know how that
It's because
be.
We mentioned it once. That's why.
My God, you can make cinnamon rolls.
No. Is that true? And meat at the same time.
Well, you know, if this ash thing, buries us under, we're going to need to be creative about our cooking.
Let's make a meat roll with cinnamon.
You can even cook inside the dishwasher.
I have this hairdryer that works in the shower. That guy just did the double, he did the double finger cocks. No. You know, where he cocks his fingers like they're guns.
Oh. I'm doing that right now, too.
What did you think I meant?
I don't know. I really did not know.
No, where he goes like...
Yeah,
and he cocks his fingers as though they were...
They have people of all necessities.
That's
on
the back at
you. And always remember, you can cock your finger, but not...
What's for dinner, they ask.
The meat pound is
we're banging around meat on the countertop.
she can't wait to eat that meat.
That's lip-smacking good.
That meat
all the women want the meat in this.
They all want the juicy meat. We're five.
Well, anyway, that's the report from the rooftop at CBS Radio East. There's a little white bunny tail coming out of Mount St. Helens.
Susan's looking for the ripcord. Get me out. Thank you, Susan Reynolds, CBS Radio Portland Marketing Guru. Thank you. And remember, Susan, it is 1-800-410-8822 to order the Flavor Wave.
I am writing that down.
Oh, you can cook pizza in this thing, too.
And I just don't, believe. What can't this thing do?
I don't know, but that is my next phone call.
All right. Thank you, Susan Reynolds. There you go. That's Susan Reynolds.
Welcome to the house party.
Finger cocking.
Oh, it makes them solid. They bang that frozen meat on the counter every 2 minutes.
They have to bang the meat on the counter to show how hard it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Look at all that fat. Eat lots of it.
Yeah, it's absolutely healthy.
After you smoke a carton of Marlboros. That can be healthier
even before
than
climbing Mount Hood.
Than eating a side of beef.
What can be healthier than
make sure you put lots of cheese on it, too.
What can be healthier than hundreds of pounds of red meat over the course of a few days?
Jesus. Shine it in your eyes while you're cooking. Oh, that's delicious.
Let's talk to Christian from accounting. Hello.
Jesus God.
Hey, your station's really on top of things.
We like your noontime programming.
This is fantastic.
I just sent you a text message, you bastard. You know, the other media outlets in this town are not covering it either, so stop it.
Although,
since nobody else is, Kristen, you're just willing to not cover it for us?
What is it, K2, just to follow the crowd?
Busy taking phone calls for this meat machine. they put their entire news staff on the phone.
Seriously.
You're all up on the mountain. What are you going to do?
How hard can it be to point the other way and see the other mountain? It's right there.
Don't ask me. I'm just telling you what I know. We do a commercial.
Rhonda Shelby is taking orders for this. Four payments of $33.
I think Rhonda Shelby's a big fan of this. because she enjoys stuff. Is it a grinder? Do you get some kind of a grinding device, too?
Vegetable chopper.
Oh, you make French fries in seconds.
You get
the
one
hole,
of those.
It's like that hole, that chopper thing, too.
You get like one of those, it's like that thing they have at In-N-Out where you can see your potato being made into fries.
Hey, look at that.
Wow, you don't even have to peel the potato.
This really is amazing. You know, the skin has most of the nutrients.
I thought the meat had most of the nutrients,
just like with cheerleading.
That seems kind of sketchy. They say just the shipping, but they don't tell you how much the shipping is.
The shipping's like $84.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure since it's on K2, this is an honest deal.
No, of course.
I'm actually at lunch, so when I get back to the office, I will certainly go down to the newsroom and kick some butts and find out what's going on.
No, Rush.
I'm sure these are stacked up in several boxes. They moved the news desk away and stacked them up with these food processors.
No.
Why don't you just contact your main contact there that you have in the newsroom now, Rick?
I don't have my phone with me, or I would do that. He might be listening anyway. I don't want to use his name, but he's probably listening. I mean, really, are there even any, like, live actual carbon-based forms in that studio until, like, 4 or 5?
Yeah, we have tons of people. They're there 24-7, my friend.
Uh-huh.
I can't guarantee you what they're doing, but they're there.
I'm really seeing the fruits of all that work right now, too. This, especially, I would like to commend the new staff, especially on this scene they just had of the really white family around a dinner table sharing ears of corn. That really, the K2 News Department must have labored long and hard on that.
You know, we still have a few bills we have to pay off, so the paid programming comes in handy, you know?
Seriously, can we at least get a live feed of that goddamn glass building in Seattle that the company can't pay off? I'm sorry. I don't mean to make you responsible for your company's mismanagement.
They're in fine form these days.
Can you please send us a bag of Fisher flour? Oh, they don't make that anymore.
No, they've sold all their flour holdings. There was a big article the other day, actually, and this is not, I am serious about it. The Fisher broadcast, it's going to be all television and and Spanish radio.
Yeah,
that's
the thing. Spanish television.
Oh, I thought it was Spanish radio, so no radio at all.
No, they're trying to do away with the radio.
Yeah,
they've gone out of the business of white people.
They've succeeded here, so.
Someone just got a kiss for all that meat.
Kiss. They told us.
She can just
please give me your meaty kisses.
Well, he just gave her a warehouse full of meat. That deserves a smooch.
I gave her a warehouse full of meat. A warehouse full of Wenatchee bananas. Meaty kisses are like butterfly kisses, only they're placed somewhere else. All right.
Well, the flavor wave should almost be over, so maybe they'll give you a little breaking news update.
Meaty
soon.
Kisses.
Oh, it's over.
Stay tuned.
It was apparently for the flavor.
Do you think there'll be breaking news on K2 right now?
Well, let's watch, shall we? By watch,
it
I mean,
happen.
Let's
there
hold the
go.
Microphone. Hold on.
The spirit of the Northwest.
I thought they were the new spirit of Northwest.
Well, they were, but they didn't want to change the signs.
Wait.
Uh-oh, what's that?
I lived with my secret for years.
I bet she has depression. She needs to eat more raw meat.
I hid one body in the basement under some concrete. But then the dog started digging.
Well, you could watch Perry Mason on Channel 12.
No, the woman gets off in the end.
Oh,
wait.
Oh.
What does she have a problem with?
Prescription drugs.
They're going to push her off a slippery rock.
Is this...
Oh, it's some kind of promo.
No, that's an ad for a game show. This is... Do you realize that now...
I still want to mention that no one else has broken in with breaking news either.
You know, this is a game, Kristen from accounting. Now, I want to note, by the way, that people are tuning in, would hope.
They didn't even send a helicopter to get a shot of the CBS employees on the roof watching it.
Listening to us while we watch K2 to see if anybody's going to cover the fact that there's a goddamn volcano blowing crap out of it. What is this an ad for now? Positive Changes Hypnosis Center.
It's some baby boomer walking. You too can walk after eating a warehouse full of meat.
Here's behind the curtain a little bit. You guys do the behind the curtain a little bit.
It's like a cancer.
Oh, here's Deborah Knapp.
There's Deborah Knapp wishing us a white Christmas.
Is Deborah Knapp nice, Kristen?
She's the sweetest.
It's a soap opera.
Hey, Channel 6, your CBS affiliate, give you a little heads up, though. They'll probably send it, because it takes the helicopter a while. You know, they have to get
they
it
have to
the
get it developed at Walmart. And it takes at least an hour.
So, all right. I'm still back on the hypnosis center for the cancer guy. So
we're really beating this one to death.
You in the hypnosis center for the weight loss guys.
It's the best show ever. Hold on a second. Stay there. Let's see. This is Lisa. Hello.
Hi, Rick.
Hi.
I just sent you a link to the Mount St. Helens volcano webcam.
Oh, this isn't the K2 cam, is it? Because that's not working.
No.
Okay.
No, this is probably the cam that they're using. But I didn't need to go on top of the roof or call a helicopter or anything.
Yeah, well, you know, but we're in a room with no windows.
Oh.
let me see here. Lisa. Oh, here we go. Lisa, Mount St. Helens volcano cam.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm opening it.
Please be some, like, naked girl cam.
Seriously, please just be a picture of that girl in the tub. Let's see, this is, meanwhile on the soap opera, there's a buxom blonde woman looking longingly at a window like she's posing for the cover of a Trans-Siberian Orchestra CD. There's there's a guy who looks like a young Kevin Bacon, or that middle Hansen brother.
People don't watch these programs anymore.
No, but now they don't have to, because I'll give them what is wrong with our internet? Oh, wait, here we go. Okay, here we go. I'm opening now the volcano cam, and
that's the same shot that Sarah Dillon had a few minutes ago.
Seriously, this shot is from like 30 minutes ago.
No.
So yes. 30 minutes ago, there was apparently a cloud.
No, this
passing
is an updated
over.
One. They just updated it, so it's about 20 minutes
Maybe
behind.
There's only one camera up there.
There's only one camera. Why would you have a volcano camera that takes a picture like once every 25 minutes?
I think it's a lost climber trying to set a fire to be rescued.
Oh, that would be the other mug. Maybe they've got a flavor wave up there, and they've decided that nothing goes well with like a with your fellow climber's thigh.
Okay. Yeah,
Rick, scroll down to where it says a strange thing in the image update.
Yeah,
a strange thing.
You may notice the near vertical fuzzy lines above the volcano rim in the upper right hand quadrant of the image. We've had guesses ranging from, I don't understand this, we've had blah, blah, blah.
Is that from today?
Apparently there are scratches on the Mount St. Helens camera, whatever.
Yeah.
I believe it's some kind of, it is some sort of a demon sent by Saruman, but I can't, I don't know the answer to that definitively. All right, well, this bit's really come to its logical conclusion. All right, Lisa, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
We did everything we could with it.
Oh, wait, hold on. We've got more breaking news, Kristen. Here's something you can pass along to K2. Jeff, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, I just left work early, and I was out there, so I stuck my head out. I took one look at the mountain. There's this little plume of steam coming up over there. the way you all carrying on, you'd think Bigfoot was up there reporting on it or something.
I can't.
Maybe it was Bigfoot.
We're waiting for the K2 report.
I'm waiting for K2 to give us the definitive word. I'm sure that'll be our way in 8 or 9 hours. It's bear with us though.
Tomorrow or something.
Yes. No, but
after
you will
find the other two dead guys.
You will be happy to know that the baby appears to not be his. That it's his brother's. The brother is an identical twin. He was actually out of town having one of his hands replaced. Thank you, sir.
I'm out.
All right, there you go. All right, Kristen.
Yeah, I'll try and get the story for you, Rick. I'll
All right.
Pass on the info.
Please do. Hey, Kristen, while you're on the phone.
Yeah.
Complete the following sentence. NFL football players are known to be blank.
Ballet dancers.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly what I thought, too. Ballet dancers. Well done, Kristen from accounting. Thank you.
You're welcome. You thank you.
Thank you. There you go.
Thanks, Kristen.
Thank you. Well, apparently something erupted somewhere. I can't say that this could all be an elaborate hoax. What if they all got together to convince us that Mount St. Helens was erupting, and it really wasn't? And we'd be passing along false information. Do you realize how easily this show can be manipulated? We've just demonstrated it right here.
It's true. We can't see anything.
I can't see anything. I have a web shot from like 20 minutes ago. There could be a cloud.
We have one channel that plays soap operas.
Karl Rove would be proud if put in the same position.
Seriously, if somebody had just called in to break this news and then they gotten two or three other people, is this Ed McCarthy?
Oh,
maybe he's
crap.
Up there.
Have
really?
We taken our? We taken our?
That's phone? Not a very good thing to say about Ed.
I mean,
No. Just that we're still running so late. Yeah, way to go, Sarah. Damn it! Is this Ed McCarthy? Oh, Christ! Oh, kill me now! I wish I was dead. Thank you.
Hey!
Let's welcome down to the Rick Emerson Show. Best show ever. CNN radio correspondent Ed McCarthy. Hello, Ed. How are you? We weren't saying, oh, crap, in reference to the fact that you were on the phone. It's apparently...
We're about a half an hour behind.
We're like half an hour behind on our spots. Someone called in and claimed that Mount St. Helens was erupting. And so we've spent about the last 25 minutes... We're in a small windowless room from where you can see nothing, trying to figure out whether that's the case or not, and we've really not been able to assess whether it's true. And so we kind of lost track of time, and then we looked up, and it's like 1:05, and there you are. And we realized we really are just like so but we are Don and Mike late on our spots. That's how late we are. We're Don and Mike late.
Well, you know what happens. What are you going to do?
See, that's why we like you, Ed, because you have a sort of laissez-faire, a live-and-let-live attitude towards these things.
By the way,
I was
just looking at the time, actually. I said, hey, you know what? I better give him a call here.
God bless you. By the way, you're listening to KCMD AM Portland, in case you are curious about these things. Well, this is a good time just real quickly to mention it. I mean, not that there's anything else, but I mean, I know that... Is there any official word from the Oregon sheriff? Do they think that these other two guys in Mount Hood are, like, hiding in a hole somewhere? What we heard yesterday is they thought that they may have, like, I don't know, they might have, like, fallen off a cliff or something, and that was kind of what they, that was the thesis they were operating under.
I think so. They're pretty much scaling back this search. I think the weather may be turning again the next couple of days, so.
All right. Apart from that, I don't know if, you know, if you'll hear anything tomorrow about the Mount St. Helens or whatever. But apparently there's a minuscule amount of gas or something escaping from Mount St. Helens. So you're hearing it here first, Ed. We're breaking the news. Good God Almighty! And then when are you?
Always something to worry about, isn't there?
No, the Northwest is becoming a really lethal place. I mean, really, I wonder. The Northwest is trying to send some sort of a message for the rest of the populace, just to stay away. Everybody who comes here recently is attacked by a snow or attacked by a mountain in some way. So, in any event, are you going out of town next week? Or are you going to be sticking close to home? What's your deal?
I am going to be sticking close to home. Yeah, I'm going to be here and. Just hanging out.
Because, I mean, they've been jacking up the gas prices on everybody, haven't they?
Well, yeah. What I'm noticing is that, according to the government, actually came out with their own indicator today, and it's pretty much like that Lundberg survey that we got. And they were saying that it's about 2 cents a gallon the past couple of weeks, but it's about 11 cents up over the past year. So we're paying more.
And so, I mean, is this just because they know that we'll pay it? I mean, there really is no logical, there is no wheel of reasons that they spin, right?
there's never any wheel of logic, really. And I think, obviously, when the holidays come, the gas prices seem to creep up a little bit. So, you know, we'll see what's going to happen with that. I was smart enough to gas up today, so, you know, I didn't get hurt so bad. But, of course, the prices in Georgia have come down a little bit compared to what they were. It's $2.32 on average everywhere else.
I got to tell you, I was watching a Die Hard over the weekend. We were doing a little holiday gathering because Die Hard is one of our favorite Christmas time films because it takes place at Christmas. And it doesn't even seem possible. We're watching Die Hard, and I swear to God, gas was like 72 cents a gallon or something in there. It just doesn't.
Oh.
So
I remember about 7 years ago, it was $69.9, something like that. Some ridiculous price.
It really is. I mean, someday when they come up with some alternative fuel, some alternative energy, they have the car that runs on cow methane, whatever. Is we're all going to look back at this era of paying $4 a gallon for gas, and we are just going to wonder what took us so freaking long. We're just going to wonder why we waited so long to get our act together. You know what I mean?
Most of the folks out your way go natural gas for heating in the wintertime?
Some of that, but I mean, you know, there's part of Oregon that's really progressive, and then there's part of Oregon that's very sort of hick, you know, very traditional, very, you know, there's a lot of kind of conservative mentality here, so it sort of depends on where you go. But I mean, at some point, there's going to be a breaking point where, like, people just don't want to be having to sell a vital organ every time they want to go put gas in their Explorer, you know what I mean?
So. I know. I hear you.
All right,
man. The natural gas thing really bugs me because there's supposed to be such an abundant supply, and we haven't had any hurricanes or anything that would have disrupted that.
Yeah, theoretically,
and,
it should be available.
It hasn't gone down any.
Yeah, theoretically, it should be around. It should be there. It should be available for us. Yeah, the whole thing is just, it's a freaking mystery that just drives me crazy. So, all right, my friend, I will let you enjoy your Southern afternoon. We will speak with you very soon. Ed McCarthy. Thank you, my friend.
Okay, Rick, take care of that.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck with Mount St. Helens.
Thank you. I'll try not to die. We'll try not to be covered Pompeii style. There you go. Ed McCarthy. Yes, Scotty, we have mountains of breaking news. This is Chuck. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, Rick. Chuck. I haven't seen the mountain today. I'm over in Beaverton.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard any other reports, but I want you to write this down.
So wait, hold on.
I'm predicting.
Just hold on. Before we get... So first we had reports from callers who'd seen it. Then we had reports from us commenting on callers who've seen it. Now we're getting a report from a guy whose only exposure to this has been us making stuff up based on secondhand information.
And you're going to be amazed, man.
Okay.
Here's my prediction. It is an avalanche of snow that hit the hot rocks, and all we're seeing is steam.
Okay. And so that is your guess.
Yes, and I want a callback on this, all right?
You want us to give you shouts out if this turns
Kudos
out to be accurate?
Over the radio.
All right, and let me write this down. Chuck, avalanche, ice, steam.
Steam.
All right, excellent. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
That's Chuck. All right. It's 503-733-2970. Should we break or should we just continue and break at like 20?
Let's do that.
Continue it to continue till 20? Okay. That's a wise idea. Let's welcome Tim Riley back to the studio here. He has an update here that's on Mount St. Helens, and we'll find out how accurate Chuck is. Then we'll do the we'll go to Tim, we'll find out some updates, and then maybe we'll do the dead parade here so we can get that out of the way. And then we'll break and we'll come back and we'll resume with the bottom of the hour news. As per usual, ladies and gentlemen, here's Tim Riley.
Well, at first I thought it said this is a real threat. Those living within the view of Mount St. Helens. Then I reread it. It says, this is a real treat for those living within the view of Mount St. Helens.
Do you see what I'm saying? See how easily you can... This is what I was talking about, going through the Bible and replacing the word not with the word now. I mean, it's just one little letter, but really, it just changes so much.
Once again, this is not a threat. It is a treat.
Unless it's... Okay.
So, Tom Pearson with the Cascades Volcano Observatory says, on clear days like today, which are very rare...
You can see forever.
When there isn't much wind or anything else blocking the view, the water vapor or steam is always coming out of the vent of Mount St. Helens and becomes more visible above the mountain.
Always be steaming.
He says there is no increased activity, and it's actually slowed down the rate of magma which is being pushed to the surface. Lava is still coming out of the volcano, but it is doing so, and it has been doing so for many, many months. So once again, this is not a threat, it is a treat.
I think we should alternately, in stories from now on, replace the word threat with treat and vice versa.
Yes.
Just like every third story, when it says threat or treat, we just reverse it.
Mm-hmm.
Just to add a little extra spice to our news. All right.
Well, let's do like a couple other...
So conditions in Iraq right now are a treat. But not for those being there.
American troops are facing daily treats as they walk through the Triangle of Death.
Okay.
Let's do a couple more regular stories here. Yeah, and then we'll do the dead parade for this year, and then we'll break.
All right, let's do the Bush Watch.
Here's your Bush Watch for whatever the hell Tuesday. Rick Emerson Show. He's kind of in charge. He's got the whole country saying, that's my Bush. Life is hard. That's the price of fame. When you're president, everyone knows your name. Hey, what's that thing? It's my Bush. I can't believe he's actually in the White House. That's normal. That's my Bush.
So now for our military in Baghdad, things you have to figure out by yourself, because the sentences make no sense. Here's today's. Despite terrible violence, Iraq has not given up on itself. That is a word from Army Lieutenant General Martin Dembski. Notice we're getting all these no-name generals now. He made this statement at a Baghdad news conference this morning.
Iraq is reaching out to take control of its own security. There are still more forces trying to unite Iraq than are there trying to pull it apart. So long as they don't give up on themselves, we won't give up on them.
By the way, it should be noted, I don't think he works there. I think he's just a guy who wandered by the microphone and saw that it was...
Oh, they outsource his stuff now.
Well, or just like, were you ever in high school, like there'd be a pep service or a pep whatever it is, like a pep rally or whatever the hell, and the microphone at the podium, they would either turn it on early or they would forget to turn it off afterward, and after the pep rally is over, everybody's walking by the microphone and like... tapping it to see if it works, and there would always be that one guy, and San Dimas High School football rules, you know, and then he would just run away. That's what that guy is there. Secondly, Fox News, how sad for this. Fox News is apparently covering the Mount St. Helens thing. So we aren't actually covering it here in Portland, but Fox News is beating everybody to the punch. All right.
So once again, it is a treat and not a threat.
Facing treats on a daily basis.
The White House playing down speculation about a feud between the president and the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He reportedly wants to send 15,000 to 30,000 additional troops in Iraq for up to 8 months. The chiefs of staff opposed that proposal, but Tony Snow said this speculation would be wrong.
Well, number one, there's no decision the next step forward in Iraq. So the idea that there's a decision and a squabble would be wrong. I've also cautioned people that tonally it is incorrect to say that the president is in any sort of contretemps with the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Hey, how great. That's actually the word I was in by complete coincidence. Listen to this. U.S. Embassy in El Salvador evacuated on bomb treat.
It's a bomb treat.
Elyria High School in Ohio received second bomb treat in a week. I'm just reading the front of Google News. Russia set to withdraw Eastern European beef ban treat. Bomb treat at Fort Wayne Airport. It's all bombs. Communities under treat as bushfire nears. That sounds all kinds of weird. No, never mind. Anywho, Tony Snow talks like a girl. B, he sounds like his house is filled with black mold. C, I don't know what tonally correct means. And D...
Well, number one, there's no decision about the next step forward in Iraq. So the idea that there is a decision and a squabble would be wrong. I've also cautioned people that tonally it is incorrect to say that the president is in any sort of contretemps with the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
That's the word I was looking for with Lisa Conner this morning, by complete coincidence, which is contretemps, which I believe is like when you're at loggerheads. From the International Herald Tribune, the smoky bomb treat, says this headline. How about this? Treat to state economy as water drains the 21-year low. And finally, Toffees issue lawsuit. Treat.
All right. You can go ahead and do this. Now I'll look for treat stories that I can make into threats. So the president may be paying attention to the women of ABC's The View, once again at the center of a growing controversy. During yesterday's discussion of Time Magazine's Person of the Year, co-host Joy Bear suggested Donald Rumsfeld would make a good candidate for the cover.
You have to put like a Hitler type, like you put Donald Rumsfeld there or something.
They used my voice to break prisoners Guantanamo. No, there's none of these Guide to Christmas threats for special kids. On that, a cattle prod. Shut up.
I don't like it. That's the end of the Bush Watch.
He's
the president in residence. He's kind of in charge. He's got
Christmas threats for special kids.
That's my
bird. Roundtable Pizza delivers festive threats. I'm going to kill you and cover your body with tinsel.
That's a festive threat.
I'm going to hang your spleen next to my mistletoe. Holiday threats for coworkers. How to deliver them. Another one. How to pick out threats for office mates. Will, I'm going to shoot you first, and then while you are slowly bleeding, I'm going to walk down the hall and kill the others. That's how you deliver a threat for a coworker. That's a theoretical example, by the way. When I think of workplace violence, the engineering department always comes to mind. Let's see. Big-hearted Anna Nicole threats her children in a pre-Christmas threat. Okay, anyway, here's Tim Riley. I think I've taken that as far as I can. Here's Tim Riley.
Women are suffering from holiday stress and overeating. If you're a woman and you're stressed out this holiday season, don't be surprised if you look for comfort at the buffet table, because I guess men don't do this.
I'm a breast.
New research shows nearly half of all American women suffer from the blues this time of the year, pushing them to overeat. So says Elizabeth Penman of the Cleveland Clinic.
Wait, oh, I didn't know.
We always have her. So, somebody stop by.
No, oh, I'm sorry. So says Elizabeth Penman of who?
The Cleveland Clinic. Number four.
Oh.
I was talking to Andy.
No, that almost certainly is.
Oh, you're in B, I believe.
I'm sorry.
You should be in A.
Let's try this again. This it says who of where?
Elizabeth Penman of the Cleveland Clinic.
Well, for the most part, these tumors are very easily treated with surgical excision or removal. There is a potential for spread either to lymph nodes or to more distant organs, but it's quite rare in this kind of cancer.
That sounds wrong.
It's wrong, but it could be played. I don't know what happened there. Well, it was half right.
Special Christmas tumor.
Yes.
Okay.
But we've been concerned about this... treat from Mounts St. Helens today.
Were you just picking any cuts you could find from the Cleveland Clinic?
I was. But it did have a story to go with it. I don't know what happened. The story must have fallen away by the time I got to the door.
You just leave a trail of news on your way for the booth to hear. Like Hansel and Gretel just trying to find your way back to the newsroom later. I'm going to leave a trail of eventualities and Associated Press clippings. No one move it. So apparently, the big treat from threat from overeating.
Well, for the most part, these tumors are very easily treated with surgical or removal. There is a potential for spread either to lymph nodes or to more distant organs, but it's quite rare in this kind of cancer.
Rob, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
How you doing today?
Hi.
I just want to say that I think that St. Helens is the rear end of the Northwest. I think that those three climbers got eaten by Hood. What we're seeing.
No.
Is
the phones today?
I don't know. The phones are really weird.
Can you hear me?
No, Rob, we're losing your call.
I'm sorry.
I believe the repeater of Mount St. Helens has got awry.
That's unfortunate. Eric, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick, I was just driving back from Seaside over the Coast Range, and I turned into your fine radio program for some entertainment.
Thank you.
I got really excited when I heard about Mount St. Helens exploding and all this stuff.
Fiery doom. It made my day.
Right. It totally did. And I come around the corner on the path, and there's Mount St. Helens with exactly a little bunny tail of, like, steam on top of it, and I was really disappointed.
No, it's kind of disappointing. Somebody sounded like Kathy here says, it's not news. Mount St. Helens does all the time. See, and we're as I said, a windowless, and people think that we're joking about this, but we are, and not that it's going to get any better in the new studios. The new studios are great, by the way. We should say that, but there is no outside window.
This is a bunker.
At least we're close to the parking lot, so we can run outside.
Totally. Yeah, that's the thing, is we will be able to get to the outside. Here, it's you have to run in, like, the elevators are all broken, and it's like a five-hour journey to get outside. But we can't see anything from where we are, and so we really are reliant on the television, and the only thing we can get are infomercials on K2. And so, like you, when he's like, Mount St. Helens, and I am immediately with you, sir. I root for disaster. I root for disaster and for widespread destruction and chaos and entropy and discord. And so when Mount St. Helens acting up, I'm like, this is it. Everyone's going to die. And, you know, and then it kind of makes me happy. And then it never happens. It's always a false alarm.
Seriously.
All right.
Just wanted to give you an eye from the sky there.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
All right, there you go. We should break. Let's break. We will revisit the Ministry of Truth. We'll go over the list of celebrities who have died this year. And we'll help Scotty J. develop a greater sense of awareness of how to learn to avoid to use racial, ethnic... I can't even speak. Blah, blah, blah. Rick Emerson Show.